بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أنه قال لثابت رحمه الله: ألا أرقيك برقية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: بلى. قال: اللهم رب الناس مذهب البأس اشفي، أنت الشافي، لا شافي إلا أنت، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. رواه البخاري. Yesterday we discussed the Shari'i principles with regards to what we call ruqya, or literal translation, divine incantation, more commonly known amongst us as ta'weez, or things that are read and when we blow. With regards to that, we discussed quite a bit about it yesterday. One is the two types of ruqya. One is what we call ruqya shar'iyya, that which is recognized in the shariat, provided certain conditions are met, which we discussed, avoiding words of shirk, sticking to the ayats of the Qur'an and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a riwayat in Muslim Sharif where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِعْرِضُوا عَلَيَّ رُقَاكُمْ لَا بَأْسَ بِالرُقَى مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ الشِّرْكِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, present to me your ruqya. In other words, if you want to recite upon your sick, etc., present this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no problem with ruqya, provided there is no shirk, no incantation, etc., that involves ascribing partners to Allah ta'ala. And as we mentioned that today, nowadays, you get people, sangomas or astrologers, or even adverts sometimes in the paper, marital problem, sexual problem, this problem, that problem, go to these people. They do all sorts of strange things. They write things that make no sense on pieces of paper. Here we have to be very, very careful. We have enough in the authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the greatest and most powerful ta'weez every one of us has been given is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And we can add قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ to it. Get in the habit after Fajr, after Maghrib, reading this, blow on yourself, blow on your children. Do it with yaqeen, you will not need any of these other things. In any case, coming back to this riwayat, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who says that I said to Thabit, who is a tabi'i, obviously he was not well at that time, so Anas bin Malik said, should I not recite upon you the ruqya of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he said, please. So he read, Allahumma rabban nas. This, we find that most of the du'as of shifa in the ahadith begin with this expression, drawing the rububiyat of Allah. That Allah who created us from a drop of sperm. What is a drop of sperm? Just a fluid. How did this body come into existence? Eyes, ears, nose, heart. Because it's happening, Allah is repeatedly showing His Qudrat, we take it for granted. But many places in the Quran, Allah invites you, ponder, think about this. Alam yaku nutfatam min manigi yumna, were you not just a drop of sperm? Ma akfara, how ungrateful you are. Min ayyi shayin khalaqa, where did you come from? From what did we create you? From a drop of sperm. If you look at the drop of sperm, where is this wujud of insan in that? So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his du'as that he taught us, particularly for the sick, he would always initially invoke the rububiyat of Allah. Allahumma rabban nas. You are the sustainer, you are the nourisher, you are the provider. And Qazi Baydawi rahimahullah, when he explains the term Rabb, that being who took you from nothing and brought you into existence, and then took you through the various stages of your development, fulfilling every one of your needs. So what is difficult for Allah to remove? The sickness. Creator of sickness is Allah. The one who removes it is Allah. So Allahumma Rabban Nas, Mudhibal Ba's. We find in other du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the expression, Adhibil Ba's. Remove the discomfort, or the pain, or the taklif, or the hurt, or the difficulty that I am experiencing. This particular hadith, the tense is changed. Adhibil Ba's is to invoke, ask, Ya Allah, remove difficulty. Mudhib al bas means you are the one that, you are the only one that removes discomfort. So this is a different type of expression. Both we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whichever one we find easier, we should learn it. And as I mentioned, particularly our Jamaat brothers. How often we are going for gush, how often we are visiting sick people. And it is sad, ironical, that we don't really know the Masnoon du'as. So ask somebody, bhai, what's the Masnoon du'a? What would Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read? We got no idea. Sometimes you say, Allah give you shifa. No, learn the du'a. They're not long, these du'as. Very, very short. And yet, from the way the Sahaba are presenting, we can see how often Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read these du'as. So, Allahumma rabban nas mudhib al ba's. O Allah, you are the one, you are the remover of every discomfort. Ishfi. Grant cure. Anta shafi. You are the only one who grants cure. You are the only one who grants cure. La shafiya illa anta. There is no one else that can cure besides you. And this expression we find in many, many of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closing expression of his du'a. Shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. Shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. When you ask Allah, ask Him for complete shifa. Don't just ask for shifa. This is what we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for such a shifa, such a cure that no trace of this illness must remain. In other words, completely remove it. And there is a slight, very, very deep nuance found in this last expression. Shifa an la yugadiru saqma. Such a shifa which will leave no trace of illness, because we find the nature of illness, particularly today we see many people suffering from something. Doctors, mashallah, use the fancy term. They say that the cancer or whatever ailment you have is gone into remission. In other words, it's there underneath the surface, and just now it will resurface, or it could possibly resurface. So after that poor sick person is constantly living with this fear that sickness, debilitating sickness, terrible sickness, Allah save us, that I'm going through, is gone into remission but may come back. So you're always in fear. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the cure to that also. He said, when you make dua, make such a dua that Ya Allah, remove the very essence of this sickness. It must not come back. Not remission. Ya Allah, for you is not difficult for Allah. So Allah must completely remove the sickness. Shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. It's mentioned about Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, that sa'altu Shafi'i anir ruqa. Someone asked Imam Shafi'i about ruqya. فَقَالَ لَا بَأْسَ أَنْ يَرْقِي بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ بِمَا يُعْرَفُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. He said, there is no problem with making ruqya like this from the kitab of Allah, as we mentioned yesterday. Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We must get into the habit. Our little children always, sometimes, bad nazri, sometimes playing after asr under a tree, all sorts of, there are other creations of Allah Ta'ala. Inadvertently, they may get disturbed and irritated and they may try and harm. So, we are given this protective mechanism. Get in the habit. Surah Fatiha, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is shifa for every sickness. So read Surah Fatiha, blow on them. Read Qul Allah, Qul Adhir Falak, Qul Bin Nas, etc. Like we see the saying of Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, there is no problem with making ruqya with the kitab of Allah and by that which is known from the zikr of Allah. Bima yu'arafu min dhikrillah refers to particularly the du'as that we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly relevant to visiting the sick. When Sa'id ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu qal, عادني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وان سعد بن ابي وقاص. سعد بن ابي وقاص is sahabi jaleel, very very famous sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, "Aadani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and visited me, in other words, when I was sick. Faqal, and what did he say? Now this dua that is found in this hadith leaves no excuse for any of us. Because literally, the dua is just three words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the sick sahabi, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and he made dua for him, three words. What was the dua? Allahumma shfi sa'adan. Allahumma shfi sa'adan. Allahumma shfi sa'adan. Three times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. So far as repeating himself three times, we find this in many ahadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lot of times, when he would address sahaba, he would not say the thing once, he would say it three times, which is why this important etiquette in our halqa of ta'aleem. Sometimes we try to read the hadith three times. Why three times? We discussed this at length previously. So here also, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, he said it three times, but it was dua. And when it comes to dua particularly, we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmizi Sharif, in Shu'abul Iman also, that inna allaha yuhibbul mulihina fi dua. Allah loves that person who insists when he makes dua. Allah loves that person who insists. Mulihin. In other words, israr, insistence. Don't hesitate and ask dua. Beg from Allah, beseech from Allah, and there is no problem with insisting in dua. Mulihin. Clearly we find this word in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So three times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly in dua also, would repeat himself. Another important etiquette that we learn from this incident or what transpired between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas is that it is mustahab, desirable, two things. When you visit someone who is sick, make dua. Don't wait for them to ask you to make dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. Whenever he visited the sick, he made dua. Secondly, this shows us the compassionate nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just make dua of shifa, he took the name of the person. He took the name of the person. So this is something that is taught to, if somebody is very close to you, or you got that muhabbat, shafqat, relationship, association with that person, take the person's name when you make dua. We learn this from hadith. And not only dua when you are in front of the person, time of tahajjud, when you are alone, somebody is not well, take that person's name, ask Allah, invoke, mention the name of the person for whom you are making dua. We learn this from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, "Aadani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited me when I was sick, and he said, Allahumma shfi sa'adan, Allahumma shfi sa'adan, Allahumma shfi sa'adan, O Allah, I beg from you that you cure Sa'ad. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Subhanallah.